This is the time in our service where we get to celebrate the Lord's table together. And as we do that, please open your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. The glory of God should be the supreme goal and focus for every Christian. There should be nothing more pressing on your mind, nothing more pressing on your heart than a sincere desire to see the glory of God above all else. To see God exalted, to see God magnified, there should be such a desire in you to see God lifted high, to see God seen by all with unveiled eyes, that we might all behold the magnitude of his glory, of his greatness, that we might worship him for it. And while the glory of God should be the supreme goal, God has seen fit to use the cross of his son Jesus as the chief means of bringing glory to himself. If the glory of God is to be on your mind, then Jesus, his incarnation, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension must be sure to follow. The cross and all that encompasses it must be central in the Christian life. In fact, every aspect of our life must be impacted by the reality of the cross. It must dominate every aspect of our life. In fact, in the cross, the believer has hope like no other hope. In the cross, the believer can rejoice and worship and trust God that no matter whatever trial or temptation or hardship that may come, God will sustain you through the power of Jesus' work on the cross. The power of Jesus' work on the cross will enable you to glorify him in whatever your trial, whatever your hardship, whatever your temptation may be. Peter knew this. In fact, the book of 1 Peter puts forth with great thrust this reality. The cross of Christ must be central in the life of the believer, and Jesus, in his divine care for his people, in his divine care for you and for me, has instructed us to remember the cross, to remember his body that was crushed, and to remember his blood that was shed, to remember what took place on the cross where Jesus took upon himself the wrath of God, the righteous, just, holy wrath for all who would believe upon him. As we remember our Savior this morning together, consider with me 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." God is worthy to be blessed. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be worshiped. Because through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, through Jesus conquering death, through Jesus taking upon himself and satisfying the wrath of God for all who would believe, through that, in accordance with God's great mercy, he has caused us who believe upon him to be born again. What a glorious truth. What a glorious reality. And we are born again to a living hope. You, Christian, have hope. Wherever you find yourself this morning, whatever has taken place in your life the last 6 months, the last 3 months, the last month, the last week, this last day, this morning, whatever may be going on in your life, you have been born again to a living hope, and there is nothing before you, nothing behind you that can take that hope away, believer. Praise God. What a glorious reality. What a wonderful Savior. There have been many trials in our body. In the last few weeks, there have been lost loved ones. There have been babies born very early. There have been physical hardships, emotional hardships, hardships at work, hardships at school, hardships in family relationships. And the promise God offers in the gospel is not one that removes those hardships. It's not. In fact, there's probably more to come. God has something much more eternal in mind. God has something much better for us and much better for his glory in mind. And while God does not promise to remove these hardships today, there is hope. There is hope for you, friend. There is an inheritance. Look back, starting in verse 3 again, and we'll read on. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance. What is this inheritance like? Well, he goes on to tell us this inheritance is imperishable and undefiled, and it will not fade away. It's reserved in heaven for you, Christian. You, Christian, are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. And in this, you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials. Whatever your trial, you can have hope. You can give glory to God. You can fix your heart on the cross because Jesus did not back down from the cross. You, Christian, can persevere through whatever trial the Lord has before you. You can know that there is reserved for you a great hope, eternity with our Lord. You have hope of eternity with him, and you have hope that he will bring you through until that day. And so this morning, we are going to take the bread. And there's nothing supernatural or special, particularly about the crackers that we're going to eat, but they're symbols, symbolizing Christ's body that was broken, that was crushed. And we're going to take the cup, representing his blood that was shed, and we're going to remember Christ's blood that was shed through his broken body and through his shed blood. We now have hope. We have life in him. We have joy in him. We can bring glory to him. What a privilege. What a privilege. So the men are going to come in just a minute. They're going to pass out the bread and the cup. Take those and remember Christ. Remember what he has accomplished so that you might have this hope of which I have spoken, of which God's word speaks of here. Remember his work and proclaim his death until he returns. And oh, for that day when he returns, it will be a glorious one. If you do not know Jesus, if the ultimate end of your life is not the glory of God, if you are not one who has been reconciled to God through Jesus, if you are one who does not have hope beyond this moment, beyond this life, then I would plead with you, repent. Repent and believe and experience the great joy of living for God. Submit your life to Christ. Turn to him. Let today be that day where you will turn to Christ, forsake yourself and your sins, and cling to Jesus. Turn to him and receive the inheritance that awaits all who will follow him. But if you will not, then we would ask that as the men come and they serve the bread and the cup, that you would just let them pass. This is a time for believers to remember what Christ has done. We serve an amazing God who cares for us so well. As the men come, take the bread and cup when your heart is prepared to take them on your own.